Welcome and thank you for joining us for the service at Plymouth Presbyterian Church in St. Helens, Oregon. This is from the April 6th, 2025 service at Plymouth, the fifth Sunday in Lent. Pastor Patricia Berger will be delivering the sermon.
We come to worship longing for mercy.
We long for community. We long for God.
We come to worship needing a good word.
We need connection. We need moral reminders.
We come to worship, and God meets us here.
We are not alone. Thanks be to God for meeting us in the middle. Amen.
Next is the hymn, I Sing the Mighty Power of God.
Psalm 126. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dream. Then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongues with shouts of joy. Then it was said among the nations, the Lord, yes, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we rejoiced. Restore our fortunes, O Lord, like the watercourses in the Negev desert, like those who sow in tears and yet reap in shouts of joy, those who go out weeping, bearing the seed for sowing, shall come home with shouts of joy, carrying their sheaves. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Next is the hymn, Be Thou My Vision.
Thou art best of God.
word of the Lord from the Gospel according to Luke. Hear what Spirit is saying to the church. He entered Jericho and was passing through it. A man was there named Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was rich. He was trying to see who Jesus was, but on account of the crowd, he could not because he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree to see him because he was going to pass that way. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today." So he hurried down and was happy to welcome him. All who saw it began to grumble and said, "He has gone to be the guest of one who is a sinner." Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Look, half of my possessions, Lord, I will give to the poor. And if I've defrauded anyone of anything, I will pay back four times as much." Then Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because he too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek out and to save the lost." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Some of you will remember, either from when you were a young child in church school or from teaching young children in church school, the lovely little song about Zacchaeus. No, I am not going to sing it. Zacchaeus was a wee little man. A wee little man was he. He climbed up in a sycamore tree. Oh, good, this is good keeping. For the Lord he wanted to see. When Jesus got to that tree, he looked up, he saw Zacchaeus, and told him to come down because Jesus wanted to stay at Zacchaeus' home that night and to have dinner with him. That got Zacchaeus out of that tree in a hurry. It also caused much grumbling from the others who were in the crowd to see and hear Jesus. Jesus had just invited himself to be a guest of one they thought of as a sinner. Tax collectors at that time were thought of as the worst of the worst. One writer said that tax collectors were loathed. They colluded with government, they took advantage of neighbors and friends, amassed great wealth for themselves. Zacchaeus had worked himself into that classification very well. He was not just a tax collector, he was a chief tax collector. One of our words for today is righteous. And likely most in the crowd thought of themselves as being righteous, being right with God, following God's standards. They certainly would not have thought of Zacchaeus in that way. They'd come to see Jesus and to learn from him, to learn more about God and about being righteous. To be righteous meant to be right with God. It has to do with both a person's relationship with God and with how a person acts. Those in the crowd that day may indeed have thought they were in right relationship with God, and they were certainly not acting that way towards Zacchaeus. Jesus, on the other hand, was of course acting righteously and with mercy, and mercy's our other word for this day. Mercy has to do with showing compassion and kindness to another, whether or not the other has earned it, and maybe especially when the other has not earned it. And also especially when the other is under one's power. We wonder why they didn't get it, and we have to wonder at ourselves also, all of these years and experiences later. So Jesus said to Zacchaeus, "Hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today." Zacchaeus hurried all right, and notice this, Jesus didn't give Zacchaeus a bad time about what he'd done with his life. There wasn't any of, you ought not to have collected more taxes than you ought to have. And there wasn't any, must not be a tax collector anymore. None of that. Just in verse 8, we hear Zacchaeus say, look, half of my possessions, Lord, I will give to the poor. And if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I'll pay back four times. All was made right with God and with Zacchaeus' neighbors. We can imagine Jesus saying, this is why I have come, heaving a sigh of relief, and the two of them heading for Zacchaeus' house. What about us? How do mercy and righteousness work in our lives and in those of the ones around us? Do we manage most of the time to act with mercy when we're around others, whether or not we agree with them? Mercy's the word that has to do with compassion and kindness. As I was finishing this up yesterday, my niece stopped by on her way back from the rally in downtown Hillsboro, and she said she'd been really impressed. I don't know how the rally went here or other places, but people were behaving really well, she said. They were listening to the speakers. They were cheering appropriately. And she said, and their signs. The signs were fun to read. Well, I wish I'd known that it was going on. I haven't heard about all of the other rallies, but probably that means that they went well too. I hope they did. Just as in Jesus' time, we aren't always going to agree with each other, and we can act at working with mercy in every case. We can work at being right with God, righteous. It won't always work that way. We are, after all, only people. No doubt each of us has at least one story that we could share, and no, I'm not going to ask that we do that. One story we could share about a time or an incident when we wish that we had represented the kingdom better. Even hearing the story of Zacchaeus can make us come up with a judgment of him. It can make us come up with a judgment of the crowd following Jesus. I was reading an editorial in Presbyterian Outlook magazine written by Terry McDowell Ott, who is one of the authors of our Lent study. She quoted a piece of a poem by Yehuda Amichai. The poem is called The Place Where We Are Right. He wrote, from the place where we are right, flowers will never grow in the spring. She was writing about our tendency to think that those with whom we disagree are wrong. And maybe they are. And maybe if we ask questions that are more open and inviting, we might be surprised at what we learn. She writes, the place where we are right is too hard for flowers to break through the soil. The place where we are right kills possibilities and potential. When we work at being righteous before God and merciful with those around us, it makes for soft, fertile soil. Spring flowers can bloom.
Next is the hymn, Fairest Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
Next is the hymn, Precious Lord, Take My Hand.
Knowing that God holds us in holy hands. Amen.